My bad, folks. It's my fault. I'm running here late. Everything is fine. And things are working. The employees are doing their thing. It's my fault. My bad. Uniting the racers with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Amazing biblical question for this week. It is a doozy for those who want to overcome their misery, their hell. But for those who want to stay in their hell, men and women that want to stay in their thrills of suffering and they call it good, it's not for you. Are you a tumbleweed? Are you a tumbleweed? Are you a tumbleweed? Amazing, huh? Know thyself if you want to be free. Know thyself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on just, you can move that on it. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and you just can't sit and watch the show because you've been up all night debating the big, beautiful bill, trying to prevent it from passing, or you are protesting, trying to protect the illegal aliens from being deported, or you are down, you've been relocated to Alligator Road, and now you're locked up in prison and you can't get away because the alligator will eat you up. Or you're just working out at the gym or running away. You can podcast, but you still can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And we take all calls, but Thursday is especially for, because we love the Bible Thumpers. It is especially for Bible Thumpers Thursday. Oh, Lord. He's drunk as a bastard.
All right, brother. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Oh, shit. Fire. If anybody asks what's the matter with me, tell them I'm saved, sanctified, and running for my life. What the? Bible Thumper Thursday. I was reflecting. And some of you know that I counsel every day with men and women around the world, couples and families, and by phone, Skype, or walk-in. And if you like a counseling session, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BARN. And what I've come to realize, and I kind of knew already, but it's been made clear, that every human being judge another. And in all kinds of situations, they judge. And what I come to realize is that the reason human beings, because human nature is evil, human beings are evil, the reason they judge is because they have not gotten to know themselves, and they have not realized that they too are evil, and that they throw the first stone because they have not realized that they are sinners, that their hearts are wicked. Their hearts are evil. Every human being, it doesn't matter your so-called worldly status, what you have or don't have, where you live or don't live, man or woman, whatever color, around the world, you judge others because you have not overcome what the Bible calls your sins. You have not overcome the wickedness of your heart. Every human being's heart is evil. And according to Romans 3:23 through 24, for all have sinned, meaning that every human being's heart is evil. And as a result of heart being evil, you have the nature of evil. Everything about you is no good. But rather than looking at that, looking at yourself and overcoming, you throw stones at others, at your husband or at your wife, at your parents, at your siblings, your friends, your colors, your male or female. You throw stones. And the only reason you throw them because you have not seen what's happening inside of you. You have not accepted that you're a sinner. And most people think what's sinning are the vices that you have. That's not the sin. The sin is the heart. Meaning that in your heart, your mind, not your blood-pumping heart, in your spirit, that you are evil. Anyone that has anger is evil. And you're quick to throw stones because you have not overcome your own evil. And not one human being escaped this. Not one. And there are some who are starting to wake up. And I just down through mankind, the history of man. There have always been one or two men or women waking up, right? Because the truth has come along for every generation, but only a few accept that truth. Somebody has come along in history and always tried to point you back to the Father. But only a few would accept that they're evil so that they can overcome and enter into the kingdom and return back to the Father. And they are quick to judge because they are evil. And that's why if you are having to be one of those men or women who are working on yourself, I suggest do what you want, but I suggest you not hang around with evil people for too long because the darkness in them will hate the light in you, and they will try to destroy you. They will make you doubt yourself. They will build an army against you. And they will try to destroy you. They have no love. And according to Romans, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Amazing, huh? So And what sinners don't know, what evil people don't know, except for those who started to examine themselves, to know thyself, that you don't have to be you any longer because of Christ. You don't have to be that way. You don't have to live the rest of your life with an angry heart. Get rid of the heart, evil of the heart, the vices will eventually fall away because you will stop identifying with them. And they will be taken away from you, and you will have a new mind, you will be free. But count on your hands the number of people who can confess, meaning admit even to themselves that they are evil. You tell somebody they're evil, they're like, oh, you're so rude. You shouldn't tell me that. Don't tell me I'm evil. But if you tell them they're good, they love that. They will smile. But you tell them the truth, they're evil, how you gonna tell me I'm evil? You can't call me evil. But how will you be free if you can't accept or recognize that you're evil? And all who are born of the flesh, of the woman, are evil. Look at how human beings treat each other. Where is the love? Show me a place where there is love in a person, in a family, in a friendship, in a worship, in a ship. Show me where there's love. It's amazing. There is a way out. You can be free, but you got to be willing to sacrifice all that you hold on to, all your little possessions. You got to be willing to sacrifice them. I can hear you right now. When I say possession, the first thing you think about your car, your house, your money, your friends, your whatever, right? You think, I got to sacrifice that. That's not what I mean. I mean those things that you possess, meaning your fears, your loneliness, your judgment, your doubt, your beliefs, your insecurities, your judgment, your anger, your looking for love from other people or trying to give love to other people, the things that are important to you, your possession. Those things I just named off and some more, those are your possessions, and you're unwilling to sacrifice them. You love going off on people. You love yelling at people. You love judging people in your mind and outwardly as well. And you love joining groups that judges others. And then the groups turn around and judge each other. You're unwilling to sacrifice your possessions because you think your possessions are just physical. Yes, you love your car, you love this, you love that. And you'll sometimes give that up, but you're not going to give up your possessions, your ego body, fake body, your mind. You're not going to give that up. Oh, you say you would, but you don't. And then some people try to give it up. But then you start to, but you stop along the way. And you make up excuses. And it's not you, but the spirit of evil in you. The spirit of truth said, you know what? Come as you are. Dark, lost, lonely. Christ is the light. Bring all your darkness to Christ, the light, and he will take care of it. He will destroy them, but you won't let him. What a sad world, huh? And a sad way to live. When you can be free, but you won't admit, not even to yourself, I'm lonely. I'm scared. I'm worried. And you won't admit it and then just see it. You try to solve it. You can be free, or you can live in your misery. Or you can just read the Bible and quote the scriptures, lift up holy hands, and claim that you're a child of God. That you've been born again of Jesus. And then you cry at night. Either in your mind, or in tears, or in both. And a crying person, whether male or female, a crying person is a very dangerous, evil, conniving person. A crying person is a dangerous person. They're evil. I would suggest you need to be aware of what's going on inside of you so you can see clearly what's going on inside of others. But you won't, once you see clearly what's happening through you, you will see what's going on in others, but you won't judge them because you will understand that they're asleep and they can't help it. And you will be free and protected from this mean or nasty world that's inside of other human beings. Isn't that amazing? So it's up to you. You can read your little Bible, hold up holy hands, and pretend Jesus is God. You can read your little Bible, and the Bible, nothing wrong with reading the Bible, and lift up holy hands and believe that Jesus is God and see where they get you. You still cry at night. What good does it do you to believe that Jesus is God and you still have fear and you hold on to a false belief? You believe that the Son is the Father and you believe you have a free will. Will yourself to never judge yourself or others right now. Just with your little free will yourself to do that. And see what happens. You won't even will, with your free will, as you say you have, you won't even will yourself to stop being afraid or to stop being angry. If you have a free will, why don't you will your own self to be free? Or do you love your thrills? Do you love your misery? What a mess, huh? And this world, including my country, is going to only get worse and not going to get better. But you, man, you, woman, can be the author, the ruler, the controller of your own world if you want to. You are your world, and eventually you are the universe. But you won't go to that. You won't trust being alone. You need a crowd. You need love. You need somebody to love you and you to love somebody, and you're never going to find it. There's only one love, and it's within. It's not without. It's in you. It's not outside of you. But you're not going to find that until you can admit you're evil. Every human being, anyone that, the way to know, in case you doubt it, and you're like, you know, let me find out if Jesse is right about this. If you want to know if you're evil or not, admit that you're angry. If you can at least see your anger, you're going to see that anger is evil. There's nothing good in anger. You were not created by God to be angry. Anger is not of God. Anger is of your father, the devil. You and the devil are one. When you have anger. And he's holding on to you so tight. and you're holding on to him so tight, he won't let you go and you won't let him go. Your God, the devil. Isn't that amazing? All in a day, but you can be free. But you must be willing to suffer the death of the ego, the not you. You don't have to be you any longer, but you must be willing to suffer the death of the false you. And some people are like, well, who will I be if I'm not emotional? Who will I be if I don't have fear? Who will I be if I don't identify with what kind of work I do and where I live and who I'm married to and this or that? You would be free if you were not into those things. So I suggest do what you want. Get to know yourself. In order to have a life, you must give up a life. You must give up the false life, the false self. You're not your body. You're not your emotions. You're not your thoughts. You're not your job. You're not your name. You're not your money. You're not your house. You're not your past. You're not your past experiences. You're not this. And I name these things because that's what everybody tell me. I'm my past experiences. I'm like, really? You're not your alcoholic. You're not a drug addict. You're not a drag queen. You're not a transgender. You're not a transgender. You're not a homosexual. You're not a lesbian. You're not any of those things. Those things made a home in your mind when you became angry, and they told you that's who you were, and then the evil people outside of you confirmed it because they are evil. Evil confirms evil. You're none of those things. And God cannot, even though he do what he want, will not, is not judging you, period. In his eyes, you are free. In your eyes, you are enslaved. But in his eyes, you are free. You're not a sinner. You're not a saint. You're not saved. You're not guilty or anything. And you have never in your entire life, I don't care how old you are, how young you are, you have never done anything wrong in your entire life. So you're not guilty. You've been lied to, you believe a lie, and you call yourself guilty. I did that. I am this and I am that. When I disappear, the real you will appear. But I gotta disappear in order for the real you to appear. Christ made it possible, sent to this earth by his Father, God. And God set you, and Christ set you free with the help of the Father. Father set you free through the Son. 888-775-3773. It's up to you. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Welcome back. Happy White History Month. July just feels white. Even the Anchor Baby has on his White History Month t-shirt today. White History Month celebrated our 8th anniversary celebration of white history. July is White History Month. Happy White History. You still can get your t-shirts there at jesseleepeterson.shop, all right? JesseLeePeterson.shop. Quick announcement. The HAKE report is coming up at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The HAKE report. .com. And then, after the HAKE report from at 11 a.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. From 11 to 1 Pacific time. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And after that, we have a punchy episode today, right? Or is that tomorrow?
We did it yesterday.
Oh.
We were live.
Do we have any soundbite for that? No.
No.
Oh, okay. Check out Punchy.
It was live, TV. Yeah.
Punchy.tv, a live episode from yesterday. It was amazing. And then the men's forum tonight. This is the first Thursday of the month. Happy 4th of July tomorrow. What the? But men's forum tonight at 7 p.m. And don't forget to support us. We have a fundraiser going to get us through the summer. And since we have helped you, help us to help others without me having to ask. Make a donation toward the 50,000 and more we're trying to raise to get through the summer. And for those who have already given and those who are going to give now, thank you. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or 800, call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I thank you in advance. You can mail it in as well by going to make check a money order out to BOND, B-O-N-D, and send it to P.O. Box, BOND at P.O. Box 35090. L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. All right? And I do appreciate it. I ask people all the time. Well, not all the time, but just sometimes. Not all the time. Like, do you see the evil in you? They're like, no. Or I ask, are you evil? They'll say, no. And I just look. I don't judge. I just look. I'm like, what the? And when you know you're lying, because even the Bible said, for all have sinned. Every human being's heart is wicked. And the sin is of the heart and not of the vices, is of the heart. Your heart is evil. And look how you treat yourself and others. There's no love in that. You're not a nice person. Oh, but you like to call yourself nice. but you're not nice. Anyway, some of you may remember Reverend Jimmy Swaggart. Well, he passed away at the age of 90, according to a report. I've been on his wife's radio show or TV show, whatever, and several times. It was fun. It was amazing. And so I do wish the Swaggart family well going through this, and may Jimmy's soul rest in peace. According to WAFB, Reverend Jimmy Swaggart, one of the most well-known televangelists in the world, was rushed to a hospital on June 15th after going into cardiac arrest at his Baton Rouge home. Watch this.
Hey everyone, welcome to 9 News at Noon. I'm Matt Venezia. Louisiana native Jimmy Swaggart right here became one of the world's best known televangelists. Passed away this morning at the age of 90. WAFB's Ethan Tuttle, you see him there right now, live from Jimmy Swaggart Ministries on Bluebonnet Boulevard over there here locally, Baton Rouge, where Swaggart built that empire of his. Ethan, pretty tough day here to find out this news.
Yeah, certainly a somber day here, Matt. And, of course, Reverend Jimmy Swaggart suffered cardiac arrest at his home off Highland Road back on Father's Day, and he'd really been in the ICU ever since. Of course, back in 1975, he started his televised ministry, and within 10 years, that programming was reaching over 2 million households. And today we're standing here at Bluebonnet Boulevard, where his campus sits, and there's a Bible college, TV and radio studios that beam out programming worldwide. Of course, his congregation was expecting this news to come at some point. Fortunately, it had to come today, and he made such an impact, and today is certainly going to have an impact on them.
Amazing. 90 years old. That's how long people used to live in the good old days, when they were not putting red dye in your food, when people ate right from the ground, food that they planted, and they were not putting red dye in it. When it wasn't about making the money. Here's a statement from the Swaggart family spokesperson.
There's not a place on this earth that Brother Swaggart's ministry and music has not touched. He has sold over 17 million albums, and that's just the album side. That's not to mention the Crusades and the SBN network that goes into 300 million homes. So every day is reaching people, even now still, with the message of Jesus Christ and him crucified. And that is what his legacy is about. That's what he lived for, and that's what he wants to be known for.
Amazing. May his soul rest in peace. Really. It's so amazing. You know what else is amazing that I take your calls? That in reality, just think about this. In reality, in real life, you are free. But in an illusionary life, you live as a slave. You think as a slave, you live as a slave, and you act as a slave. Think about that. That's some amazing stuff. The gates of the prison has been opened, and all you have to do, the doors of the prison has been opened, and all you have to do is walk out of prison, but you won't walk out. You live in the prisons of your thoughts and emotions. I saw this report, and the person that was in the courtroom was found guilty, and they did not express emotions. And the commentator, the person that was presenting the story, they're like, look at it, they don't have any emotions. Like, if you show emotion, that's supposed to prove that you're sorry for what you've done. An emotional person is a dangerous person. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Texas and talk to Medwin. Matt, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well.
Cool, man. If you don't remember me, I'm the one that sent that shirt to you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Never ask a black man if he remembers, but I do.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. It was, I had a little testimony I'd like to tell to you. So it happened last Thursday, because last Thursday I was going to try to call, because, you know, I seen you took that spill, so I just wanted to check up on you and see how you're doing. But so while I was on, you know, waiting, you know, trying to see if my call would be answered, and you're taking other people's calls and stuff, I understand that other people were checking up on you as well. And while I was on the phone and, you know, being on hold, you know, it was coming towards like the end of the show. And while everybody else was talking, I could see the thoughts going on in my head, you know, trying to make me angry and try to make me lose my patience of being on the phone. And, you know, not identifying with them, you know, I'm just watching them and stuff. And I understand that, you know, other people, you know, who called at the right time, you know, are, you know what I'm saying, they're checking up on you and want to have a conversation with you and stuff like that. And so by the time the show ended, you know, I could still see the voices in my head trying to, you know, try to agitate me more. So I said, you know, let me go silent pray, you know, real quick, you know, in the middle of the day. I do silent pray. I silent pray every morning and every night. But during that day when the show ended, you know, I just wanted to go do a silent prayer in the middle of the day just because, you know, these voices are trying to trick me. So I go into, you know, my other room, and I like this little table set up that I like to pray at. You know, back when I used to be a religious nut, I used to call it, you know, quote unquote, an altar. You know, I had candles and all this other stuff on it.
Yeah.
And so I sat in front of it, and then, you know, all these talks of, you know, a lot of people who like to call in, want to talk about Jesus flipping the table and stuff like that. As soon as like that, you know, that thought came in, I just looked at the table and I just flipped that mug with everything on it. And so right when I flipped it, I just stopped, checked myself, you know, see, you know, what's going on. And I didn't feel anything, you know, I didn't feel no anger. I didn't even feel a fear, because you know how people be all fearful, you know, when they tear up something all religious, you know, like I remember someone called and felt all bad because they tore up their Bible and stuff like that. But I didn't feel no kind of fear, you know, from that. And there was this little notebook that was given to me because I used to go to an Orthodox church. And it has all these little quotes from, like, monks and priests and all that type of stuff for each day. And I end up ripping that thing apart because, you know, just I really don't need it like that. And a lot of the things that a lot of these men or whoever are saying on here ain't really all that, you know what I'm saying? So I started ripping that apart. And so right when I ripped that apart and, you know, the table's all flipped with all the candles and all this extra stuff and incense and all that stuff on it, you know, I said, you know, I'm just going to, you know, clean all this mess up. It's over. You know, I don't feel anything. All the thoughts are in my head trying to agitate me and, you know, make me upset with the people talking to you and all that type of stuff. Like, they were gone. They weren't saying anything. And so I started cleaning everything up. And that little notebook that I ripped up, papers were, you know, they were all over the place, but there was this one paper that was far away from the rest of the papers, and on the date of it, it had my birthday on it. And like when I was ripping up the book, like I was not thinking about my birthday. I didn't care, you know what I'm saying? I was just ripping it apart just as much as I can, you know what I'm saying? And so I picked it up, and yeah, it had my birthday on there. And then I had, like, this little message from some bishop from Russia. And I like to read it real fast, if I may.
Okay, real fast, because of time. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. It says, the only place where modern man does not like to visit is himself.
Yeah.
He cannot hear the silence. He cannot hear the silence. He does not want to hear the voice of conscience. But without knowing yourself, you cannot know God. Modern man lives in a shadowy world of TV, the media, the internet, but the greatest reality in the world is the human soul. Inside, we can open up to the kingdom of heaven. In our heart, God wants us to be born. So I just thought that was real interesting because, you know, deep. I was even worrying about, you know, my birthday and trying to check that out. So out of all the papers I threw away, I said, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and keep this one.
Yeah.
And then maybe next Thursday I'll have something to tell Jesse rather than checking up on him and seeing that he's all right. Because I do understand that you're not always going to be around to hold my hand or anyone else's hand physically, just as Moses wasn't physically there to hold Joshua's hand or Elijah to hold Elijah's hand, and even Jesus being there physically to hold his disciples' hands. So if you're truly working on yourself, which I am, you know what I'm saying, I need to understand that you're not always going to be around like that. And what dwells in you also dwells in me and dwells in Donald Trump. And so I just wanted to say that.
That is an amazing testimony, man. That's deep. And I just want to encourage you to stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. You're absolutely right. And just stay with it and stay with it and stay with it. And you're going to see paradise right here on earth inside of you. That's amazing, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. One more thing. Can I submit my my heroes for White History Month?
Oh, yes. July's White History Month. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So I want to do two German white men by the name of Gottlieb Daimler and Wilhelm Maybach. They're the ones who created a small high-speed engine to be mounted in any kind of vehicle, as well as creating the first motored bicycle operated by a compact engine instead of being steam-powered. And I also like to do the four Americans from Wisconsin, Milwaukee, the Harley-Davidson founders, William S. Harley, Arthur Davidson, Walter Davidson, and William A. Davidson for creating the Harley-Davidson brand by advancing the motor bicycle into the modern motorcycles that we have today. And their bikes were used in both World War One and World War Two.
Amazing. Why here's my July just feels white. Thank you, man. Amazing.
Sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. See you later, Justin.
All right, man. You stay with it.
I will.
All right. Amazing. You can overcome your misery, folks, or you can stay in it. 888-HAPPY. Why is it my 888-7753-773. Let me go to Madeline out of Virginia. Madeline, you are on the air.
Happy White History Month, Jesse.
Happy White History Month. Thank you.
Tomorrow I'm going to a pool party with all white people. It's going to be fantastic.
How nice is that? Amazing.
I know. Okay, so I'm going to keep mine really quick. I just wanted to say I was watching Punchy TV yesterday. It was fantastic. And I just wanted to let Derek know that I understand his viewpoint about how America is going. He seemed a little bit, you know, I don't want to say in his feelings, but he was just, you know, feeling the discouragement about how our country is going, run by people of our color. And I just wanted him to remember that that's the way I think the world is supposed to go, because Satan is the father of this world, and we'll just have to let God be the light and let him deal with all this evil.
Yeah. So this happened yesterday on the Punchy.tv, folks. So check it out. You can podcast the show. So, Madeline, for the record, you are black, right?
I am mixed up with black and mixed up with white.
Okay.
But, you know, Jesse, from the time I was born until about second grade, I was around all white people. And then my mom married a black guy, and we moved to the hood, and I was around all I was around all white people up until I was eight, and then I was around mostly black people.
And did you get beat up by the black girls?
Yeah, they tried to beat me up daily, beat up my sister. There were fights all the time. But then when we got to middle school, which was with a bunch of other white schools, I found my white friends, and I went over to that side again.
Amazing. Half white people and white people in black schools don't work.
It did work for us. Was the 80s.
But I thought you got beat up.
Oh, that was at the elementary school up until sixth grade. But then when we got to middle school in seventh, eighth grade, and ninth grade, we were with other white schools too. So it was our black school into a white school.
We call that
was our middle school.
All black school, white people, it doesn't work. Well, thank you. Yeah. And Derek is my producer for He Black.
I love Derek. I love you, Derek. I'm going to pray for you and pray for me, and we're in this together. We are God's children, and God will handle this, and, you know, He knows what's up.
Absolutely. Amazing. Thank you, Madeline. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Jesse. Love you guys.
And Derek said to tell you he loved you, too.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Happy 4th of July and happy White History Month.
You too. Bye, Jesse.
Bye. Thank you. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Gregatron said, happy White History Month.
Thank you.
And happy July 4th.
Same to you. Happy White History Month. And July 4th. Amazing.
Madeline with two coffees says Slim loves those stabs from his baby mama. Yesterday, we had a caller named Slim.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Why
Thank
else?
You.
And maybe literally stabs, because I think she stabbed the pillow.
She stabbed the pillow and called it to Slim. She will only have one time to stab my pillow. I'm out of there. Or she's out of there if it's my home.
Why else would he put up with all that drama? Two devils quarreling. Jesse.
Ain't no way in heaven or hell that I would let somebody stab my pillow. And I'm in the bed, too. And the signs are there, and you omit the signs. Amazing. Thank you.
Doesn't working on yourself mean you want peace? What the?
That's right.
Five coffees from Eric. Women are combative or submissive? You create her behavior by what you allow.
Well, women create their own behavior.
Everything she does is your fault, says Eric.
That's not true. It's her fault. It's her. It's yours if you, but every adult is responsible for their own action. I'm responsible for their own action. Amazing. Thank you.
Danny says, all right, Jesse and the lads. Jesse, sorry to hear you faint the other day. When I first saw it, I thought James had told you to pick up the tab for breakfast.
Amazing.
We'll have to read the rest
Thank
of these
you.
Later, guys.
Amazing.
Thank y'all.
I got to take a break. Two more hours to go. Hate news and not the fake news. Back in a moment.
To responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. And I returned to my father. And through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autograph copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
There's a whole lot of mess going on in the world, but fret not. Today is White History Month. And it's also the first Thursday of the month, which means men's forum, guys. Men's forum at Bond, first Thursday of the month. That's July 3rd, 2025 AD, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Make sure you do join us. It's worth it. Ladies, you can join us on Sunday. You're not allowed at the men's forum. But don't worry about it, because men aren't allowed at the women's forum, which is third Thursday of the month, typically. Nice. rebuildingtheman.com/events. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more and more of your super chats as the day goes on, I believe. And more great stories as well. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, the 4th of July is nearly upon us. That is Independence Day, so-called, here in America. And Americans, they claim, are eager to get away from what? I don't know. The according to AAA, more than 61, AAA's auto clip, 61 million Americans or more, or a million people, are expected to hit the road this week, and another 5.8 million head into the airports. And so, nice. We will be live tomorrow for the 4th of July here on the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, as well as the Hake Report, as well as, I believe, The Fallen State with that Keira Davis gal. Shout out. And then American Anchor, baby, I do believe. So do join us, as well as today. JLP, Hake, Anchor, baby. Nice. And then Church of with J.C. Lee Peterson, of course, on Sunday. Sweet. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. The Trump Big Beautiful Bill? Anybody? A group of House Republican holdouts became Republicans. They fell in line with our greatest president overnight and agreed to advance his sweeping domestic agenda bill to a full House vote. The legislation will lower federal taxes. That's kind of nice, right? And infuse more money into the Pentagon, which is okay, I guess, and border security agencies, also probably much needed, I would think. It will also downsize so-called safety net mama programs, socialist programs like Medicaid and SNAP, which is to say food stamps, which is a good thing. Got to get these people off the whatever you want to call it. I don't want to say the word because I'm not sure if it's a bad word. And add nearly $3.3 trillion to the deficit over a decade, according to an estimate from the CBO. So they claim. They don't know. A final vote expected later this morning. Maybe it's already happened. I don't know. Timing remains fluid, though, until it actually happens, of course. So we'll see what happens. And Medicaid data. 20 states are suing our greatest president Trump's administration for allegedly violating federal privacy laws by turning over Medicaid data on millions of enrollees to deportation officials. Wow. Because illegals on Medicaid, huh? Some of the private health files revealed names, addresses, social security numbers, immigration status, and claims for enrollees. The information sent to the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, included people who live in California, of course, quite predictably, right? Illinois, too. Is that a sanctuary state, Illinois? I don't know. But certainly Chicago is a sanctuary so-called city, I guess, right? I said certainly, but I'm pretty sure. I don't know, though. And Washington State and Washington, D.C., just the swamp itself, which allow non-citizens to enroll in Medicaid programs, and which includes illegals, right, that pay their expenses using only state taxpayer dollars. So if you live in one of those states, you're paying for illegals and for non-citizens. It's terrible. Experts, so-called, said such information could be used to locate illegals, they call them migrants, for President Trump's mass deportation campaign. Which is a good thing. And speaking of immigration, a federal judge blocked President Trump's proclamation that barred illegals or migrants who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border from seeking asylum. These judges, huh? Enemies of America. And there's so-called immigrant rights advocates who sued over that proclamation, and a dumb judge apparently agreed with them. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
It's why history must I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's what history must. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This one's gonna be white history. It's white history month, and I'm gonna celebrate America. It's white history month.
And I'm gonna scream it to everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be white history.
What an amazing song. Happy White History Month. July is White History Month because July just feels white. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. And we're also uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. Good morning. It's Thursday again. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, are you a tumbleweed? Are you a tumbleweed? Know thyself. If you want to be free, are you a tumbleweed? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. You can, if you're not able to sit and watch this show as it's happening, you can podcast. And you can also still listen on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are and what you're doing. We are heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black, everybody and their mama if you're white. So you can be listening no matter what you're doing by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Thursday, and every Thursday.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads a black vote for Trump's mental illness.
What? I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
That's President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't. They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why George God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. Oh, amazing. You know what else I can't? I mean, I do believe it. When I say I can't believe what I'm about to say, I do understand. I do believe it. God, see it and hear it all the time. What's so amazing to me is like mind-blowing to me, but I understand it, is that human beings will not see, because it's not that they can't see, they don't want to see, that their hearts are wicked. They prefer to deceive themselves and believe that they are good, rather than being honest with thyself, seeing that you're evil. Then you will overcome evil and be of good. It's hard for human beings to see their evil. They'll quote the Bible, they'll hoop and holler, they'll lift up holy hands, they'll go to church, Bible class, Bible studies, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday morning, praise Jesus, but they can't see that they're evil. Not that they can't see, they won't see it. And that's interesting to me. How will you be free if you don't admit you're evil? All anger is evil and separated from God. I have two words for you. Just two words. Free Diddy. Free Diddy. What a mess. So, some of you know about Diddy situation. According to WTHR, Sean Diddy Combs was acquitted on Wednesday on racketeering. Was acquitted Wednesday on racketeering, conspiracy, and sex trafficking, but found guilty for lesser charges. Why is this from KTLA 5?
Sean Diddy Combs will remain behind bars after a judge denied him bail.
Yeah, the music mogul was acquitted of the most serious charges, which are sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy, but guilty of the lesser prostitution-related charges.
Hello to both of you. The defense offered stipulations like drug testing and limited travel so Sean Combs could go home to his Miami mansion. But the judge said the music mogul's daily square footage will remain that of a Metropolitan Detention Center jail cell. Outside of the courthouse in Manhattan, a frenzy of fans and media. The judge, citing Combs' pattern of violence for keeping him in custody, the judge said Diddy's defense even conceded he was a domestic abuser. But Combs' attorney spoke to the media after the bail hearing, calling the verdict a victory.
Today's a great victory. It's a great victory for Sean Combs. It's a great victory for the jury system. You saw that the Southern District of New York prosecutors came at him with all that they had. They're not stopping, but one thing stands between all of us and a prison, and that is a jury of 12 citizens. And we had a wonderful jury. They listened to every word, and they got the situation right, or certainly right enough.
Amazing. It's unusual that when men are accused by women, because women told the woman, take the woman at her word. Because she said it, and it's true. Don't doubt her. And this country have believed the women. And when they cry, they're lying. But the country believe them. And it's rare that a man, and you've been told, believe women. Believe women. And you're foolish enough to fall for that. Some people. And so it's rare that a man goes to court and prove himself to be not to be what he's been accused of being. Isn't that amazing? But we'll see the total outcome. We don't know the outcome yet. But it's interesting. I was surprised to see this. It's rare that that happens because the courts are not on the side of men. And it doesn't matter if they're guilty or not. The charges Here are the charges that Combs was convicted of from KTLA 5.
Combs has been in custody since September of last year, nearly 300 days. The music mogul was acquitted of the most serious charges against him, three racketeering and sex trafficking charges, which carried a possible sentence of life in prison. Combs is guilty of transporting ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura and another witness going by the name Jane Doe across state lines for illegal sexual activity, charges that carry a maximum combined 20 years in prison.
Amazing. So Combs got on his knees and thanked God in the courthouse. Did you see that? Yeah. And that yelling, she's down on his knee and that chair praying. How come if you pay a woman trip from somewhere to your place to be with you, and they call that prostitution, but why is that illegal? You don't make her come. You invite her. Or she invites herself, and you pay her to come to your place. Why is that illegal? I'm just wondering out loud. And who is at fault, the woman or the man or both? Why they didn't charge her for being a prostitute, if that's the case? I'm just wondering out loud. This is hell on earth. I've been told they charged him under this Mann Act, which protect women. But in this case, they are admitting she did illegal things. And the anchor baby is telling me by denying the worst charges, they are admitting her involvement. I know. What's up? Here's what Cassie Ventura attorney shared after her reaction and urged the judge to keep Combs jailed. Then you watch this.
Ventura's lawyer shared her reaction to the verdict.
She was pleased that he's been found guilty and held responsible of two federal crimes, something that he's never been held responsible in his entire life.
Ventura and Combs' former stylist wrote a letter begging the judge to keep Combs in jail until sentencing, fearing retaliation for herself and others who went public with their stories. The judge appeared to hear those pleas. Combs' attorneys said he would be a fool to violate terms of bail, but a judge quipped back, "So you want me to just let him walk out of here?" Sean Combs' team is expected to come back with a different bail package to get him out. Sentencing is scheduled for October 3rd, but both sides want an expedited sentencing, so that date is likely to move up.
The one thing I realized about not all, but most women, they get a thrill out of destroying men, and they have no problem with doing it. Zero. It's a thrill. Inwardly, they have a thrill from that. When they're taking his children, when they are accusing him, when the courts go after him, even mothers have a thrill of destroying their adult sons when he say, "I'm sorry for resenting you," or he get married or whatever. I wonder why. But it's amazing. So I wish them well. Whatever will be, will be. Can't shirah, shirah. Whatever will be, will be. Remember that song, Hate?
Yes.
Well, how did it go?
Que sirah, sirah.
Right.
Whatever will be.
Something nice. Like that. The answer is not ours to see. Something like that. Amazing. So there are people out there celebrating free Diddy. And they were according to a report, they were pouring oil all over their bodies.
I saw that in the chat, and I didn't believe it. But then I saw it on Drudge Report.
Yeah, I saw it.
Wait, that's real?
Yeah.
I saw it on the local news, on Channel 5 News.
I thought they were just joking around.
No, they said the people outside were pouring oil on their bodies.
Solidarity.
Free Diddy. What a mess. One other quick thing I get to your calls and super chats. This story is so interesting to me. And I think the most interesting part of this story, because I don't be watching these trials and things, but you know, you turn the news on, you're going to hear something about them. This guy, after being accused for long time, and they went to trial, they were in court, they were running up and down, something like that. I don't know exactly how they were going on, because I didn't watch it. He finally admitted that he committed these murders. And this guy's a young guy. It's been reported that he was a college student at another university, and these other kids were college students at a different university, and they lived in a a rented home or something together. And for whatever reason, this guy went to where they were living, and according to the report, and now he admitted he killed them. And to see him admit that he's guilty of committing a murder of four people is interesting to me. And I'm like, it's amazing. Because no one has said what the outer reason that he did it. So we don't know what that is, as far as I know. But just think about the spirit of evil that was driving him and caused and influenced him to do what he did. Here's this from Fox News. A guy by the name of Brian Kohberger has pleaded guilty to the murder of four University of Idaho students in 2022. Here's some context for the case from CBS News. What history? You want me to come back?
My apologies. I thought I had that here.
Okay. We'll come back to it. Let me know when it's ready. What are you saying, Nate?
I said Kohberger, Kohberger.
Right.
Not to be confused with Kohlberger.
Who is that?
Art.
Huh?
Kohlberger Art.
Who is that?
It's a different person, completely.
Oh. So someone was...
Our supporter, our chat guy,
was someone going to think that you're talking about him?
You sound like the same... It sounds like the same name if you say it lazily.
Kohlberger. Oh. Mm-hmm. Kohlberger.
Right.
K-O-H.
Yep.
All right.
FYI.
FYI. We'll come back to that story when they get it ready. In the meantime, we'll go to the phones. Let me go to East Los Angeles and talk to Kayla. Kayla, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
Amazing.
I'm Mexican. What the?
I stayed up all night just to get a Mexican. You heard that song before?
Yes. Huh?
Have you heard that song?
Which one?
I stayed up all night to get a Mexican. I stayed up all
I
night.
I think I have. I voted for the Great White Hope, okay?
Right on.
I'm one of the good ones.
There
I guess.
You go. Amazing.
Yeah. So,
what do you think about the illegal aliens being gathered up and shipped back to the country they came from?
You know, I wanted to say something about that. I didn't really necessarily want to answer the tumbleweed question, but I feel that, you know, Mexican people, they have so much freedom here that they don't know that, you know, in their own country, if they were to protest the Mexican government, you know, deporting illegals, which they do, you know, they wouldn't have the freedom to do that like they do
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Like, it's either the government that's going to shut them down or not care at all, or it's going to be the cartels, you know. You know, the cartels, they never protest against the cartels, you know, which cartel, you know, they murder children, you know, they butcher people, you know, they take
yeah.
over agriculture. And if they did that here, you know, the cartel would, like, get rid of them, you know?
That's a
so
good point. Amazing.
I think that it's a double standard, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
And I think that they should just let ICE do their job.
Right on.
They shouldn't interfere with the law, you know? And it's not profiling at all if they already have a database of who they're looking for. How come they haven't been looking for me or my family? You know, like
right on.
if it was really profiling.
Do you say this to other Mexicans?
They get angry, especially here.
Yeah.
You know, they're very Democrat minded, like entitled, you know, like everything belongs to them and like they should get free stuff, you know, from the government. You know, we have enough resources as is, you know, it's time for people to start working for themselves, you know, instead of like getting from the government.
Yeah.
And it takes a Mexican to say that because
that's right.
You know, there needs to be a change. You know, this victim mentality needs to go.
Yeah.
I used to think like that, but because that was my environment, you know.
Absolutely. Amazing. Thank you. I know that you called about the biblical question. You want to respond?
The tumbleweed. Well, I think in a way I am a tumbleweed because a tumbleweed keeps going and is like resilient due to, like, amidst chaos, you know, all around me, I still keep going, you know.
Right.
With all these protests of, like, people voting, like, people, like, protesting, oh, Mexicans. It's not only Mexicans, like, being deported. Like, it's everyone else, too, you know. How come they don't protest for them?
That's right. What? No. I put my little two cents in on Sunday, and I realized you're a first-time caller. Let me ask you, because of time, what have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yes. To make a long story short, one day, because me and my mom argued so much, like, my whole life.
Yeah.
And I realized she was evil, and I didn't want to become evil like her. So she even told me herself when we got into this, like, breaking point argument, forgive me. And so I realized that I should, that I forgave her that day.
Right on.
Yeah. And I do my silent prayer, but not every day, you know, only when I need to ground myself. And I know I should be doing it every day.
Yeah. I encourage you to practice being present all the time. God said to pray without ceasing, meaning to always be present. Because anytime you're not, then you open up for the evil one to come back in or to control you and deceive you and control you.
Right.
Amazing. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. I would like to talk to you again soon because I like having these conversations.
You can call me anytime, all right?
Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye.
We have a story right on. We have a story. Let me give you the story about Brian Kohlberger. That's it right here?
Yes. Close enough.
Here is some contacts about the case from CBS News. Watch this.
An Idaho judge today signed off on a plea deal reached between the state and the man charged in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students in 2022. At a court hearing in Boise, Idaho, Brian Kohlberger changed his plea to guilty for the four first-degree murder charges. In exchange, he will be spared the death penalty. The 30-year-old will be sentenced later this month, but while the plea deal calls for four consecutive life sentences, the judge said the court is not bound by the plea and, quote, could impose another lawful sentence at sentencing.
That's amazing. Just think about this. This young person, according to report, going to college, in college, and being influenced by evil. Every human being is being influenced and don't know it. Isn't that amazing? He's not unique in that. Every human being is being controlled by something evil that made a home in them. That is amazing. And this guy, by according to report, pleading guilty, he was spared the death penalty. Here, here's more detail from the case.
Carter, great to see you. You were in the courtroom. What more did we learn from the official announcement of the plea deal?
You know, we learned a lot more from the prosecution about the case, some things that we hadn't heard before, that he had bought a knife like the one that was used in the murders and the same sheath that they found on Amazon in the months before the murders. They also mentioned that he had been spotted, or his cell phone had been located at towers in the area months before the murders occurred, suggesting that he had really planned this out for a long time. It showed a lot of activity around the area. It also said that he entered through the sliding door of the kitchen. And then they got to the point where he had to plead guilty. And I would tell you, there was a lot of family in the courtroom, and everybody was pretty stoic until that point. But that's when the tears started flowing.
Amazing, huh? Think about that. The same spirit that caused you to get mad this morning, over today, and if you're in another country, last night and before, it's the same spirit that's driving this guy, Brian. It's the same spirit. The same spirit that caused you to be shy or afraid or worried or anxiety. It's the same evil spirit. and it controls you. You don't control it. Here's where Kohlberger pleading guilty in court. What? This is from X.
Did you, on November 13th, 2022, enter the residence at 1122 King Road in Moscow, Idaho, with the intent to commit the felony crime of murder?
Yes.
Did you, on November 13th, 2022, in Latah County, state of Idaho, kill and murder Madison Mogan, a human being?
Yes.
And did you do that willfully, unlawfully, deliberately, and with premeditation and malice aforethought?
Yes.
Did you, on or about that same date in Moscow, Idaho, kill and murder Kaylee Gonzalez, a human being?
Yes.
And did you do that willfully, unlawfully, deliberately, and with premeditation and malice aforethought?
Yes.
And did you, on that same date in Moscow, Idaho, kill and murder Zana Kernodal, a human being?
Yes.
And did you do that willfully, unlawfully, deliberately, with premeditation and malice aforethought?
Yes.
And then on or about November 13th, 2022, again in Latah County, Idaho, did you kill and murder Ethan Chapin, a human being?
Yes.
Did you do that willfully, unlawfully, deliberately, with premeditation and malice aforethought?
Yes.
As I'm sitting right now and yesterday when I saw this, and hearing this man say yes, and looking at how young he is and a full life he could have, and knowing that something else is driving him to do this, that's amazing to me. But if you're not working on yourself, you wouldn't see. You would just look at the physical man or person, male or female, and you would just see that person, and you would judge, and you'd be mad, and you'd do this, because you don't see what's driving you. You don't see what's driving him. Just think about it. This guy admitted he went into this place and killed four people. They say with a knife. Think about that. That's amazing to me. And it reminds me of the guy that called yesterday and said his wife stabbed the pillow while he was in bed. And he's still going to like, what? I'm like, uh-uh. Because if that's true that his wife did that to him, that's the same spirit that's driving Kohlberger and everybody else. Anger is evil, folks. You don't have to be angry. There is never, ever, but never, 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 ever, never a reason to be angry. Never. There's nothing that can happen to you, no matter what you think about it, that you should get mad about. Anger is evil. Really. And you should never get angry about anything, no matter what. When you get angry, it means something wrong with you. But just think about this happening with this guy. He looked like a well-to-do, looked like kind of wealthy. He white. He seemed to be white. And something drove him to go and kill four young people, according to his own admitting.
Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding.
Oh,
how have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history.
Back in a moment, folks, to your phone call.
The greatest black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you could doubt every thought, you could be free just like that. At an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. A spiritual battle. It's not physical. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and wickedness in high places. You are evil. Human nature is evil. And it made a home in you. And it drives you. It convinces you. It gives you these false emotions. And you identify with them, and you call them you. Couple quick announcements. Men's Forum tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific time. It's the third Thursday of the month. Come on down at 7 p.m. You can go to rebuildingaman.com for more information. rebuildingaman.com/events, all right? And then tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and a creek don't rise, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. A fun discussion with Kira Davis. And this is the second time I believe Kira was on the Fallen State. Radio show. Oh, she was on the radio before then, the Fallen State. She is a conservative author, political commentator, and the host of Just Listen to Yourself podcast.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You look the same, though. You haven't gotten older. What's wrong with the black?
Forced integration is a mistake. The beauty of Christ is that our tribe is eclectic and diverse. We gather under the flag of a king, not a race. Is Donald Trump appointing too many women? That's probably a matter of personal opinion.
No, he is. It's a mess. You believe God made women emotional?
How do you know? How do you know? How do you know? How do you know? No, you're not right. And I think maybe some of your personal experience.
Women always say that. TheFallenState.tv is an amazing discussion, really. And you can become a member of The Fallen State right there on TheFallenState.tv and on the YouTube channel there and Locals.com as well. Locals. Is it Jesse Lee Peterson?
Locals.com.
Jesse Lee Peterson. Locals.com. All right. And don't forget, we have a fundraiser going. We got to raise money to take us through the summer while y'all on vacation. So make sure you go there and make a donation. If you can give the whole thing or more, appreciate it. Whatever you can give is getting us there, right? Go to rebuildingdemand.com/donate. rebuildingdemand.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And check out our merch. Amazing merch at JesseLeePeterson.shop, JesseLeePeterson.shop, or RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. Coffee is there. Punchy coffee is good. Good. T-shirts. White History shirts. We're going to be having some more White History merch for you as well. Books. I will sign all the books and everything. JesseLeePeterson.shop or RebuildingTheMan.com/store. Let me go to Jamil out of New Jersey. Jamil, you are on the air.
Hello, hello. How are you, Jesse?
All is well, Jamil. Amazing.
Yeah, I went through quite the dilemma last night. So I've been dating this girl, and she's Hispanic.
Speak right into the phone for me. You sound a little fuzzy.
How about now? Am I good now?
Yeah, you're fine now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in a little bit of a dilemma because I was dating this girl for about a year or so, and she's Hispanic. And so one thing led to another. We started talking about the ICE raids and the deportation.
Are you Hispanic as well?
No, I'm black.
Oh, okay. Black. Go ahead. You black.
Yeah, so to make this long story short, we talked about the ICE raids. And then she started getting really emotional and overreacting and saying that it's wrong to deport illegals and that all people need rights and all of this and everything should just be sunshine and rainbows. There shouldn't be any immigration laws, apparently. She thinks that that her family is actually going to be in trouble, even though she's a whole citizen. Her mother's a citizen. They're immigrants, but they have their paperwork in order. Like, they actually became citizens. And she is, like, living in fear. I think it's from CNN and some of those other news, because they're very heavy liberal.
Yeah.
And I should have seen that as a red flag and cut her off. But, you know, all throughout their life, I was thinking that, yeah, you know, I'll be able to help her and guide her and take her out of that mess. All throughouts are lies, right?
They are, and especially when you think that you can help somebody else, you cannot help anyone, not even yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I noticed this as well. She mentioned that because I'm black, that all people of color should be united on this issue, and that the black people should be in the protest as well as the Hispanics. And I've seen that all over TikTok. I mean, I could even send your producer some soundbite. It's just insane on TikTok. The Hispanics are calling for a lot of black people to stand with them in this issue. And I'm just like, y'all broke the law.
Yeah.
There's no, like, injustice is happening. Now, if some actual citizens get caught in the crossfire, I can understand why that would be an uproar. But just a company enforcing the immigration laws and getting rid of illegals, they want the blacks to be a part of the protest. I'm wondering, my question to you is, you say that black people are often used for evil.
Yeah.
Is this another one of those cases?
Absolutely. I've noticed down through the years, the last 70 years, whenever corrupt groups come along, and it started with the so-called women's movement, they call on the blacks to be a part of it. Whenever abortion... Right. They call on the blacks to be a part of it. The homosexual movement, lesbian movement, they call on the blacks. Now the Mexican thing, they always use the blacks for evil and never call on them for good. And unfortunately, the blacks have been falling for it because they have been made to, not all, of course, but they have been made to believe that they're a victim. So all these people who are promoting evil, they always use the blacks for that. But on this situation, I don't think the blacks are falling for it. They don't seem to be falling for this illegal thing
because the
blacks are like Mexicans anyway.
Yeah, and it's causing this huge division, especially under like people my generation, Gen Z, and millennials. It's like this huge thing where, people of color are one people in this. And I know you from an older time where it wasn't like that. What was it like when this whole people of color movement first started? And it's just insane, man. Like, these are not my people.
Right. Before the civil rights movement, blacks would have never gotten involved in corrupt movements. You could not use them in that way. It only changed once the blacks turned their lives over to the so-called civil rights people, and that's when they started to accept evil as good. But and so are you saying that the Mexicans are upset that the blacks won't be a part of this mess?
Yeah. There's some blacks that are a part of this mess.
Right.
The brainwashed ones.
Yeah.
They probably on pot too, but them guys, the ones that aren't like me and a lot of us are, you know, we're not involved in this. Like
right.
These guys broke the law and they're being dealt with. There's no actual injustices even happening.
Absolutely, man. That's amazing. Yeah, I hear these people mad at the blacks because the blacks, for the most part, won't get involved in this. But the black people, especially that live in those areas, they're and the blacks and the Mexicans hate each other. The gangs
hate each other
and everything, man. They don't like each other.
Man, what was that like? Because in my generation, it seemed like that never existed, and Mexicans and blacks just got along since the beginning of time.
Nope. They didn't then. They did not back then, and they don't now. That's for sure.
Right. It's all fake. It's all a show.
Jamil, thank you so much, man. Happy White
Year. One more quick thing.
Yes, sir.
Would you rather live amongst the Muslims that practice Sharia law? Or would you rather live in the hood with the black?
I'd rather not do either one.
One go rob and steal, and the other will cut your head off.
I'm telling you. What the? Amazing. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go over to Denmark. Her around the world and talk to Michael. Michael, you are on the air.
Hi, good morning, Jesse. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, Michael.
I called last week and you hang up on me. I watched the show again and you said I was playing. I wasn't. I was very serious.
Is this a guy that was saying Roy's name over and over again? I'll let him go. He playing. I don't feel like playing. I let Michael go. I remember him. Thank you for reminding me. He was trying to play. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chats.
Eric, three coffees. I heard on the Anchor, baby, it was Thomas Sowell's birthday. Anyway, Thomas Sowell reacts. I put out a blah, 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 blah. Oh, nice.
What was Thomas Sowell's birthday?
I don't know. Oh, Nick does. Oh, Derek's is true.
But Nick didn't report on it?
I don't know. Maybe he did.
That person you
Someone
heard it
called
where?
In, I think, to say it was his birthday.
Happy birthday. When was it? Yesterday?
But I don't know if they said that yesterday was his birthday.
Right. He was born June 30th, 1930.
Because when I looked 30th? It up, it said June 30th.
Oh. Yeah, so you said someone called up and said it, but you don't know if someone called up and said it?
I don't think they called in to say that yesterday was his birthday. I think they were remarking that his birthday had passed.
He celebrated
but I don't remember
90,
if they said.
Oh.
95 years old, I
well,
guess.
Well, however old. Happy birthday, Thomas Sowell. He's amazing.
Nice.
Good example for an American, of an American. Thank you.
He says about Eric says, somebody said, these aren't leaders, they are entrepreneurs of anger. They sell the illusion of representation, delivering nothing but noise. Not in the business of solutions, in the business of resentment. Thomas Sowell.
Right on.
Nice.
Absolutely. And you know, a lot of black people don't know about Thomas Sowell because he is a conservative. He and Walter Williams and all those guys. A lot of black people don't know about them because the liberal blacks don't want blacks to know the truth, and so they work hard to keep those type of men out of the eyesight of black people. Amazing, huh? Yeah. Well, happy birthday to him.
Yep. Thank you, Eric. Derek Chauvin's knee over on cozy.tv. cozy.tv/JLP.
Where Christ is king.
We were streaming Punchy TV there yesterday.
Right on.
He asks,
Has
everyone forgiven their mothers on this panel of Punchy TV? Well, Bill, Derek, Hake, Nick. It's a good question.
Amazing. Thank you.
Joe from Florida, 33 coffees, very generous. Jesse, just wanted to say thank you and your staff. You've truly changed my life for the better. Last time I called, I was going through some heavy drug withdrawals, struggled with forgiving my dad. You advised me to forgive him. After a year of struggling with forgiveness, I decided to man up and do it, he says.
It's interesting to me that it's hard for people to forgive. You know, and most people don't do it. They're afraid to do it out of fear. They're afraid to go and forgive, especially the mother. But it's interesting. The one thing that can free you up, can let you, cause you to walk out of prison, is the one thing that most people won't do. But right on. Thank you.
He has a question. Do you have any advice for someone starting their life over from a drug addiction? Forgiving my parents, do the silent prayer. Sobriety is new to me. Learning every day how to do this, but any advice greatly appreciated. Much love to you and your staff.
Thank you.
Joe from Florida.
Thank you, Joe. You just practice staying present, and every day is a brand new day. Every day is renewed. It's a new day. So you're starting right now. And don't look back. Don't think about the past or the future, which definite is, and just stay present. And you're doing just fine, really. Don't, you can't start over. Right now is a brand new time. I wish you well. Stay with us. Thank you.
Very nice. Also on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, someone says hello.
Hello. Is me. Thank you.
Nice. Someone bought a coffee. Hello, sir. I realized on Sunday after you made a statement that Jesse really is a man when you said something in the body will tell you when you need water. Those two times when you passed out, it was letting you know. Every time your joints hurt, it's letting you know, sir. Body needs water more than food. Nice you're eating breakfast. However, always start off your day with a glass of water. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you. I appreciate the advice. And I drink water every morning. I've always done that. But so I don't know exactly yet what the real reason was, but I've got amazing advice. Thank you very much.
Very nice.
And Dan sent me some product. I did get them, Dan. I've been so busy, I haven't called you back. I appreciate it. And I'm going to get back to you on it. But thank you, Dan. I got it.
Sweet. On Buy Me a Coffee, Gregatron. Hey, Jesse, I have a new name for Trump. Are you ready? The Great White Daddy King. What do you think, Jesse? Note the date, note the time.
Good point. They call him King. Think about that. They call Donald Trump King. They call him Daddy. They call him the Great White Hope. They call him amazing, marvelous, wonderful. What manner of man is this? And now it looked like, I don't know yet, I'm waiting to see, the big, beautiful Bill. It may go through today. They may vote on it today if they haven't already done it. Thank you. Amazing.
No more thoughts, Jesse, on the biblical question.
What? Are you a tumbleweed?
Yes. Yes, I'm a tumbleweed. I like old cowboy towns. Everything around me is a dead desert. I get stuck on rocks every day, forget to let go of them. Sometimes when I'm present, I do let go. God pushes me in the right direction toward good places to be. I'm just on a roll without thinking or feeling.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
On Bond JLP Cash App, Anthony says, hey, that's my Bible you're thumping with. Your Bible thumping with.
Bible Thumper Thursday. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, 111 gold pills on pilled.net/Jesse Lee Peterson.
Thank you.
July just feels white. Let's go, Coonan.
July just feels white. Happy White History Month. Thank you.
Charles, hey, Jesse, my contribution to White History Month is the inventor of basketball, Dr. James Naismith. Naismith. I don't know how to pronounce it. I have yet to see one black person give him thanks for the game that they have totally taken over. Every single sport you see today was invented by a white man. Shout out to White History Month.
Really? So a white man invented basketball?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
I think I did.
Oh, amazing. Remember when you used to go to the mall? You and your little Asian friends?
Yep.
And when y'all see black people at the mall?
Uh-huh.
See white people? Black people, y'all say guilty.
We did indeed.
They just say guilty. They look at the blacks in the mall and say guilty.
Terrible. Jermaine bought a coffee.
Thank you for that white history moment, though. I didn't know that. That's the first time I ever heard that.
Cool.
White people invented basketball. And they can't jump.
You don't know that. Anyway,
thank you.
Jermaine answering the biblical question.
Are you a tumbleweed?
Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Born of water and spirit cannot enter the kingdom of God. That is, which is born of the flesh is flesh, born of the spirit is spirit. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone born of the spirit, he says.
And so is he a tumbleweed or not? He didn't answer the question.
He says, I'm having a way to see because the me that is not the not me is conning just like a woman.
So is he?
I'm not sure.
You didn't answer the question. Are you a tumbleweed? Make it clear and make it piffy.
Thank you, Jermaine.
Thank you, Jermaine.
KOC says, if you're not late, you ain't black.
There you go.
Joe Biden.
That's right. Amazing. I got to stop there.
He's a subscriber on pilled.net.
Right on.
Thank you, KOC.
Thank you, KOC. Huh?
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Oh, thank you. Yep. I want to go to Juan out of Florida. Juan, you're on the air.
Great. Thank you for taking my call. It's awesome talking to you, man.
Thank you.
You talked to me back in May about my mother, my grandmother, my kooky family.
Okay.
Yes. And I talked to you about how my dad passed away by suicide. I know you said not to ask black people if they remember, but I know you remember.
It definitely sounds familiar, for sure.
Yes, sir. My grandmother told me when my dad took his life, it was like all his demons were gone. Okay. Like just very depraved, in nature. Let's see. Well, I wanted to call you back and, expound on like how kooky my own mother is.
Oh, okay. Can you hold for me? Let me take a break.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. I got to take a quick break. One more hour to go. Hate news is coming up now. The hate news, not the fake news. And when I come back, straight to the phone and more of your super chats. Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.
All kinds of mess going on in the world. These judges taking the side of illegal aliens who cross over here and then they try to plead asylum. Oh, Lord. And is that Congress's fault, too? I don't even know. But it is a mess going on over here. And Wisconsin got rid of their abortion ban, 176-year-old abortion ban. those so-called Supreme Court of Wisconsin overruling the will of the people. Terrible. And there's propaganda for the deaf, I guess. Nice. Sign language. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, July 3rd, 2025 A.D. It's the first Thursday of the month, and that means Men's Forum, guys. Men's Forums are first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. here at Bond Only in Los Angeles. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. If you need info ever, you can call the Bond office, leave a message if it's off hours. Lines open right at the end of JLP's show, 9 a.m. Pacific until 4. But you can leave a message off hours, 323-782-1980, 323-782-1980. It's also the place you can call to donate and all that stuff. And after the JLP show, the Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby today. Sweet. And we will be live tomorrow for the 4th of July, Independence Day. But the office will be closed afterwards. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports on that federal judge blocking Trump's proclamation that prevented illegals who crossed the border to say, oh, now I want to be a refugee. I want to plead asylum. Saying that it endangered thousands of lives by preventing people from seeking refuge. Oh, yeah, okay. And U.S. District Judge Randolph Moss is the one who did it. He ruled the administration overstepped their authority by bypassing so-called immigration law, claims he. The president cannot adopt an alternative immigration system which supplants the statutes Congress enacted, so he wrote, this so-called Judge Moss. But he stayed his decision for 14 days. The administration is expected to appeal. And abortion in Wisconsin. The so-called state Supreme Court struck down the state's 176-year-old abortion ban on Wednesday. The so-called justices ruled 4-3. So it was not everybody was on board. That the 1849 ban was superseded by a newer state law that criminalized abortions only after a baby, a fetus, could survive outside the womb. What a mess. The older ban was in effect until 1973 when the U.S. so-called Supreme Court, federal so-called Supreme Court, landmark Roe v. Wade decision, so-called legalized abortion, which it did not, nationwide nullified that law. Terrible, huh? They forced abortion down the throats of the people. Since legislators never officially repealed the ban, conservatives argued the high court's 2022 decision to overturn Roe v. Wade reactivated it. Nice. Which it should have. Anyway, accessibility. Communist buzzword. The National Association for the Deaf, NAD, those who can't hear, right, is suing to require the Trump administration to provide American Sign Language, ASL, interpreters at all White House press briefings. So they're going to look ridiculous because they're going to do these things and look silly. It's horrible. The policy was discontinued by the Trump White House the first day of the second administration because everybody knows it looks silly. It just makes you look dumb. But shout out to the deaf. Without live interpretations, Americans, or so-called Americans, who are deaf or hard of hearing have been deprived of their ability to participate in the democratic process. Ever heard of subtitles, you deaf people? Shout out. Maybe they're blind, too. But if they're blind, they can't see the signs anyway, so what? NAD attorney Ian Hoffman argued in that hearing on Wednesday, the so-called Justice Department that said live closed captions and written transcripts is sufficient to provide the deaf community. They call it a community with meaningful access, communist buzzword, to White House information. Judge Amir Ali has not yet issued a ruling. A nice American name, not. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP. Hour three.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racers with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, are you a tumbleweed? Are you a tumbleweed? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and can't sit and watch the show right now, you got to take care of some other stuff. You still can listen, if it made possible, on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Life at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It's Thursday. Last hour of Thursday, it is Bible Thumper Thursday.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The poop is like, if you don't. They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why George God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. You shall only have one God. Anything else you make your God will control you and destroy you. Amazing. I want to go back to Juan out of Florida. I put him on hold there from the last hour. Juan, thanks for holding. You wanted to tell us about your mother.
Yes. The last time I talked to you, you told me that all I have to do is face her in my fear. And I did that 5 years ago with a phone call. I was, shaking, like, I've heard other people talking about, and I called her out on her kookiness, which was something I had to do to affirm the real me and to get away from the not me.
Right.
Okay. Yes. So I call her and I make fun of my brother's alleged diagnosis. It doesn't sound nice, but the reality is, my brother likes to cuss at people, steal their things, act incorrigible, which means they can't change.
Did you tell me your brother had Asperger or something?
Autism.
Oh, okay. I knew it was some type of issue going on. Go ahead.
Yes. And they use that to coddle him, deflect responsibility for his actions, he would break something or hit me, and instead of correcting the situation, they would say he has autism, which isn't an address to any issue it might cause. I can get over it, but that's how it was whilst I was living with them.
Right.
And so, yes. So I call her, like she told me, oh, keep in touch, la-di-da. It's like, okay, yeah, we're going to keep in touch. So I call her nearing the end of the day. It's like kind of late at night. I was trying to catch her off guard. And I was just like, oh, so how many jugs of piss did he fill up today? Okay, because she'll let him do this weird stuff. And instead of immediately knowing that that's not weird, she says, I don't know. Yes. Yes.
How old is your brother now?
He is 34.
And how old are you?
33.
So I remember you telling us about your brother and what all that stuff you went through growing up there with him. Have you forgiven him?
Yes, I do. I do forgive him, but I can't have him around me physically.
Right, and you shouldn't. And have you forgiven?
Thank you.
And so now that you've forgiven your brother and your mother, how are you doing?
I am, girl, I'm adapting to the pain. I'm growing to the pain because losing my father and having to juggle everybody socially was just awkward. I was put in a situation where I had a new father figure, my stepfather, in my life. It wasn't my biological father, so I had to revere him in a way as a child, and that created pain, or like that not me. And I'm starting to see what you mean when you say things like, are you going to be a tumbleweed? No, I'm not going to be a tumbleweed. I'm converting myself from being a pawn on the board to being the board itself.
Amazing.
Yes, I heard that from somebody else. I can't say I came up with that, but that was a good analogy.
It was.
Yes, sir.
It was a very good one.
Oh, yeah. I listened to you and Dan Kenny a little bit.
Let me ask this. How you overcoming the anger?
I'm overcoming anger now that my grandma had passed away a year and a half ago. She would stoke my fire so bad through my brother. And I would call him and he would say, oh, grandma doesn't even know why you moved to the same city she's in. She'd wonder why you're even there.
And so you said right now, you said how are you dealing with the pain?
I am adapting to it.
Meaning what?
I know that everyone has feelings and ideas, and I'm not special in that regard, man.
Yeah. Right on.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I want to be a man, and that's what I'm going to be.
Right on.
Yes, sir.
Well, you just practice staying present, and when the thoughts and emotions come, and they will for a while, just relax in them. Don't call them you. And I promise you that the spirit of truth will take them away from you.
Yes.
And and you will have perfect peace and a clear mind.
I got to stick with it. I got to remember this conversation, man. I talk a good talk, and then I mess it up.
Well, you remember to stay present instead of lost in your head, thinking about the past or the future, which doesn't exist. It's an illusion. So practice staying present, and then life will work for you. It will just naturally happen for you. You don't have to do anything.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir. Okay.
It's good to hear from you.
Thank you.
All right.
One last thing. I drew a mean caricature of my brother recently, and I mailed it to my mom. Yeah, like a little cartoon. I was like, man, F this. And I was like, they can handle that.
All right. But don't be mad, and you'll be fine, all right?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yeah, because of time. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Because of time. Let me go to Ron out of Texas. Ron, you are on the air.
Hey, Uncle Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, Ron.
Yeah, I just want to do a little Bible thumping and
Happy White History Month, Ron.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In the Revelations 22:16, Jesus said he's the bright morning star. Do you know what he means by that?
Yeah.
What
do you think he means?
I ask you, Jesse, but I'll go ahead and tell you what it actually means.
What do you think you believe it means?
Unfortunately, the bright morning star is the name of Lucifer. You could easily look it up. And you could also refer to Isaiah 14:12.
But what that had to do with Jesus, they did call Jesus the bright morning star because he is the light. And then at one time, before Satan decided he wanted to be his own God, he was a bright light as well. And anyone who returned to the Father will become a bright light. So I don't understand what point. How is that unfortunate?
Well, unfortunately, he said he's Lucifer.
He didn't say Jesus was Lucifer.
Yeah, he said he's a bright morning star.
He didn't say Jesus was Lucifer.
No, Jesus said he's a bright morning star, which means
But how is
he's
that unfortunate
Lucifer.
For Jesus?
It's unfortunate for the people that believe in Jesus.
How is that?
Because you are worshiping Lucifer.
How is that?
Isaiah 14:12.
How is it that you're worshiping Lucifer and Jesus?
No, Jesus is Lucifer.
How did you read in Revelation talk about the light of Jesus, right? And then in another chapter where it's somewhere else, they talk about how Satan was the light too at one time. How do you call that Jesus?
Well, Jesus himself said he's the. Your words are not even going together, Jesse. Jesus himself said he's the bright and morning star.
You read the Hebrew Bible thing, right?
Everybody, go to your Googles and put in. I'm going to let you talk. One thing,
you're not
going
to let me
go
talk. Ron.
Yes, sir. You got it.
You read that Hebrew, black Hebrew Bible thing, right?
No, it's KJV.
Huh?
It's the King James Version.
Well, are you like a black Israelite person?
Go to Revelations 22:16.
Ron, are you like the black Israelite person?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead.
You can go to Isaiah 14:12. Okay.
And so it makes sense.
Go straight to your Google. Let me say this. Go straight to your Googles and put in is the morning star Lucifer? And it's going to tell you yes, and it's going to explain it.
And you believe it?
Yes.
What's your point? What's your point in trying to prove that Jesus is not Jesus? What's your point in that? Why are you trying to?
Hold on.
Why are you so desperately trying to convince people that Jesus is not the Son of God?
Because as soon as we get back to worshiping God and God only, the Creator only, this world would be a better place.
And what would make it better?
Because we are worse. Because we're not committing idolatry.
And how we're committing idolatry? How have you gotten better in believing that Jesus is not the Son of God, he's Lucifer, and all that stuff you say? How has that made you better?
Well, we discussed all this before, Jesse. It got rid of the turmoil within.
How has it made you better, Ron?
I just told you, it got rid of the turmoil within.
Meaning what?
Meaning the inner struggles that I had when I was worshiping Jesus and thinking I was worshiping God.
And what were your inner struggles that you don't have now?
Well, it's personal.
What?
It's personal.
And personal?
Can't tell you everything.
You said it's personal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But so it helped you in believing that Jesus is not the Son, but he's Lucifer, that helped you to get rid of your interpersonal issues.
Yeah, because you're worshiping God and God only.
And that makes sense to you?
Yes, because God said worship him only.
When Revelation says Jesus is the bright and morning star, Satan told you that means Jesus was Satan.
No, I looked it up.
Right? You looked it up on Google? And so you believe
Google.
That because you read that on Google?
Well, also Isaiah 14
you believe
and 12.
Hold on. And you believe that because you read it on Google?
100%.
Okay. Thank you, Ron.
And you, Isaiah 14 and 12 will tell you that Lucifer is the morning star.
Right on. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Okay. Amazing. Ted, there's a line open post, 888-775-3773. Ted out of Texas. Ted, you're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. I spoke to you last week. I wanted to, can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
I'm standing in the wind a little bit.
No, you're fine.
I wanted to touch on something you'd mentioned at the beginning of the show, that in the illusory life, you are a slave. But in reality, you are free.
Right.
And I wanted to mention, in my reality, I am a slave of sorts, but I'm a slave to Christ. I'm a slave to God. And the book of John mentions several times, you know, a servant cannot be more than his master. A servant cannot serve two masters. And the actual word for servant is the Greek word for slave or bondman, like a butler or something. And I wanted to see what your thoughts on that were.
How are you a slave? You said a slave to whom?
To Christ, to God.
And how? So are you a slave to Christ or are you a slave to God?
Slave to God.
And how are you a slave to God?
Well, I try through all my deeds and actions and thoughts to serve Him and glorify Him and make choices that God Himself would want me to make. You know what I mean?
So in all things that
I try to interact with the world is to be in service to God.
And how are you a slave to God?
Because that's who I serve. I identify Him as my master. I don't serve anybody else but Him. So I'm in service to Him ever since I've been baptized.
So you've been a slave to God ever since you were baptized?
Yes.
And you said that What did you say about God and your thoughts?
That everything that crosses my mind, all my deeds and words, I strive, not always, but I strive to make that in service to God.
By obeying your thoughts?
Not by obeying my thoughts, by wrangling my thoughts towards God.
What does that mean, wrangling your thoughts toward God?
Banishing bad thoughts and using scripture and meditation to keep my brain on Christ and God at all times.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying that the way that I attempt to live my life is in service to God. So in a way, I feel that makes me a slave to God in my reality. And I wanted to see what your thoughts on that were.
It doesn't make sense what you're saying, because you cannot try to do anything for God, right? And because if you try, then it's not happening. It's just an illusion in your mind. If you really want to be one with God, you got to stop trying to do anything. Because of yourself, you can do nothing. So you got to stop trying and just be.
But in just being, is that still in service to God? Is it still going to be in service to my master, who I strive to be God?
I don't know what you mean by in service to your master. What do you mean by that?
I mean following scripture and attempting to submit myself to Christ and to God.
But,
surrender completely, like you recommend.
Yeah.
Surrendering completely, stop fighting, stop trying. Submission, isn't that a form of slavery?
But you can't follow scriptures.
How so?
How are you submitting yourself to God?
By letting go.
Letting go of what?
Letting go of everything.
And how everything, like what, for example? Give me an example of what you mean by everything.
Letting go of anger, of emotions, of the past, resentments, of concerns for the future, and submitting yourself completely to God through Christ.
Have you dropped your anger?
I'm trying. I am trying.
Have you dropped your anger?
No, not completely.
And why not?
Probably because of my upbringing.
But how are you a slave to God, and you are a slave to evil?
Correct, and that's what I'm saying. You can't serve two masters.
And so,
but
how
in the
you
end,
slave...
you do still have to serve somebody.
So you're serving Satan.
Well, yeah, you can't serve two masters.
So you're serving Satan. I'm asking.
By nature of being human, yes.
Are you serving Satan?
Yes, through my bodily form, yes.
Are you serving Satan?
Yes.
And so if you're serving Satan, how are you a slave to God?
Well, my question is really more pointed towards, you say that you are free in the reality that's ideal, right? Wouldn't it be you would still be a slave to God in a good way?
I don't understand that question, so it's difficult. But how are you a slave to God and serve Satan? How are you that?
You cannot.
So
that, that's something you cannot.
You
but
saved,
you do in the end. You have
said
to serve
that you're
somebody.
Slave to, you say you're a slave to God, right?
I try, but
did
obviously
you say
trying
a slave
not going
to God?
No, you asked if I was a slave to Satan, and I said yes, because of my bodily form, because of like how I am.
So you're not a slave to God, am I right?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
But
why don't you drop your
for?
Anger?
Isn't that what we should strive for?
No.
It's service to God.
You shouldn't strive for anything.
Okay.
Why haven't you dropped your anger?
Probably because of the way I was raised.
No, that's not a reason to stay that way. Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, and my father.
And you told them?
Yes, in person. I don't know if they cared, but...
What do you mean by that?
Well, my mom's a terrible alcoholic.
And you, when you went to her, what happened?
Some fighting, a lot of anger.
You fought with her when you went to forgive her?
No, I was defending.
I'm sorry?
I was defending myself, you know.
How did you defend yourself?
With forgiveness, I suppose. Telling her that, you know, I know that she's evil and the things that she did weren't her. And she didn't like that.
Oh, I see. And so you defended yourself by forgiving her?
In the conversation, yeah.
Okay. I guess. And so I don't know where you get this.
Get what?
When you say, did you say you were abandoned?
No, I was not abandoned.
Oh, okay. And so you forgave your mother and your father. And so
yes.
If you forgave, why do you still have anger?
Maybe I haven't properly examined my real forgiveness. I'm not sure.
Okay. Do you want to drop the anger?
Naturally, yes.
Stop identifying with it. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Almost every day, yes.
Why not all the time?
The worldly concerns.
I'm sorry?
Concerns of the world, you know, the job and the kids and the maintenance of being alive.
But if you stay present with God, with the true, you will have none of those concerns because life will work for you naturally. I would suggest doing it tomorrow, and I don't know what you mean by slave to God and all that, but I would suggest that you practice staying present, and then you will see that all your worries will be wiped away.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate that. I will try to not try. How about that?
Yeah. Just be aware. Don't you put any effort into spiritual things at all. You have to put effort in going to work, you know, raising your family there. I understand that. But as far as spiritual things, put no effort in it, and it will work for you.
Thank you, Jesse.
Just be present.
I do appreciate our conversations. Happy White History Month.
You too, buddy. Happy White History Month. 888, by now, 888-7753-773. Let me go to Pennsylvania and talk to a first-time caller, Caleb. Caleb, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, sir. Happy White History Month.
Yeah. Congratulations on White History Month.
Right on.
I feel bad bringing
this. You love
white people? Yeah, I put it this way. I don't hate anyone.
Do you love white people?
Sure.
Go ahead.
You know, it's been rambling around my head for a long time. And, you know, I come from a religious family. And, you know, I even feel bad bringing this up because it's going to help people put doubt in their minds about God. And, you know, I understand your forgiveness, you know, forgive your mother and father. And I never understood that because they're as guilty as me. They didn't get a choice to be here. You know, Adam and Eve committed the crime. We didn't. So why are we suffering? Because if God would have asked me, do you want to be plopped down on this earth with animals that'll kill you, insects, then you got to worry about your fellow man betraying you and everything else, and then you're a slave to the country that you live in, you can't own anything, I would have said, heck no.
I know what you mean. Hold on for me. Can you hold for a minute?
Sure.
Hold on. I know what he means. Really. Back in a moment. Anytime your chest is now open on D-Live and stretch off on something. Back in a moment.
Phil.net.
Phil.net. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem. your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you
take
it? Didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax. I got the book. Thank you. I got it. It's a major book. Thank you. And Rachel, the watermelon is delicious. I had it in the refrigerator. She cut it up for me, so I put it in the refrigerator. And I had some for breakfast this morning. Watermelon. I hope not. Watermelon, not a problem. But it was delicious. Thank you. And I was eating some this morning, and I haven't offered anyone in the office any of it, right? So I'm eating it this morning, and then Derek, he black. He was like, you eat watermelon? And I'm like, yeah, it's good, too. And so when I went back in out there for the at the first break hour, and I had another piece, so I asked Derek, "You want?" He was all looking at my watermelon break, and I could tell he wanted a piece of it. So I'm like, "You want some watermelon, man?" Yeah. And you were eating it. It was so good. I'm like, I knew you were jealous. Thank you for the watermelon. It's so good. And Danielle, thank you for the book. It's amazing. All right, I thank all of you for the support. It's amazing. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, thehakereport.com, and then the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Men's Forum tonight. Men's Forum tonight at 7 p.m. It's the first Thursday of the month. And ladies, get ready for the ladies' forum on the third Thursday night of the month. They are amazing, too. Support our fundraising effort we have. We got to raise up to $50,000 or more to get us through the summer while y'all on vacation. So make a donation. Help us to help us. I do appreciate it. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. A bond. Or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go back to... Who's I talking to? Caleb. First-time caller out of Pennsylvania. Caleb, thanks for holding.
Yeah, no problem.
I understand.
You know, maybe I'm overthinking everything, and, you know, it's just one of them things, you know, I don't know. Am I crazy? You know?
I remember, I can relate to what you're saying, because I remember when I first heard when I was young, and I heard that we were all sinners, right?
Yeah.
And then, I used to say out loud and to myself, how am I a sinner? I don't ever remember volunteering to be a sinner.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking things.
I'm like, I never volunteered to be a sinner. How did I become a sinner? You know what I mean? And so I understand how you're thinking. I understand where you're coming from.
Now, don't get me wrong. I love God. I love Jesus. You know, it's totally makes sense. And just a little story quick. I had a guy come into my shop one time,
And we were talking about God, and he goes, Cal, he goes, don't overthink things. He goes, Bible means basic instructions before leaving Earth. He goes, just, you know what's right, what's wrong, and how to treat people. And, you know, I just kind of stuck with that, I guess, you know, and, you know,
and
try and worship as much as I can
and
be a good man.
And when you say you love God and Jesus, right, you say you love them?
Yes.
And how do you know you love them?
Well, they created me. I mean, I'm thankful. I mean, I'm not thankful for what I got to see and go through in life, but, you know, everyone else is too. So, you know, I don't know. You tell me. I just feel like I love him like a parent almost, you know, like he created me. Us, everyone.
And so how do you know you love him?
Well, I guess I really don't. I just, maybe I'm assuming I do.
Why are you changing your
mind?
That's
another question. See, you know, so many things can come into question that it just, you know, it gets confusing.
So why do you say you love them both and you don't know for sure that you do?
Well, I was brought up to, so maybe it's just a natural thing that I'm saying it, but I do understand what Jesus went through. I mean, me personally, if I was standing there watching someone torture someone like that, I wouldn't have stood by. But, you know, what he went through to sacrifice for our sins, I mean, I have to be at least thankful, you know, and I guess, well, I don't want to say love him for it, but yeah, you know.
And when you
he gave
say,
us an opportunity. Sorry.
You gave me opportunity to do what?
To not go to hell.
But
you know, to do right.
Are you going to hell?
Oh, I probably will. my thing is, well, you know, in the Bible, if you read the Bible, I mean, if you don't follow it to a T, you know, one wrong step. See, I smoke. That's one thing I can't handle. You're not supposed to, your body's supposed to be a temple. You're supposed to take care of it. I didn't quit. I do curse. I try not to, but, you know, and if I don't ask for forgiveness for all that in that day, and all of a sudden I have a heart attack, another one. I had one when I was 48, and thank God I'm alive.
How old are you now?
54.
Oh, okay.
And my father passed at 51, and his father passed at 46 of a heart attack. So I'm thankful. I'm here for some reason, you know, and I'm still trying to figure it out. So maybe he's giving me that chance. I don't know.
And when you say you understand what Jesus went through, you say something like that, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, he sacrificed himself.
What do you understand about what Jesus went through?
Well, I understand him being tortured was not a fun thing. And, you know, for him to do this for our sins to be forgiven, I just, you know, maybe I'm looking at it all wrong or understand it wrong, but that's how I just look at it. I'm just thankful for him for that opportunity of what he went through, which was, I wouldn't want to see my worst enemy go through what he went through, you know?
And what do you understand that, what did he, in short, long story short, because of time, what did he go through? What do you understand about what he went through?
Well, his suffering, you know?
What kind of suffering?
Pain, suffering, that kind of the same stuff we're going through every day.
You going through what Jesus went through?
Well, not exactly, but I mean, I hate seeing people get hurt. I hate seeing people sick. I hate people dying. I hate knowing that if I go to heaven, what about my children? Are they going to be there? You know, that's the worst feeling because I brought them into this life. So now I worry every day that I don't want to be in heaven if my children aren't or my parents aren't.
And so why do you hate seeing other people suffer?
because I know what pain feels like. I've been burnt, you know, toothaches, most of the pains that you can get out there, you know, breaking bones, stuff like that. It's not fun, you know, so it kind of, I know I listen to your shows and I know you're not supposed to worry about everyone else and this and that, but maybe I just have too big of a heart and I care too much.
Or maybe you don't care at all.
I wish that was the case, because then I wouldn't worry about anyone.
It is the case. That's why you are worried, because you don't care.
Well, then I'm on the right track then, right? Because you tell people not to care about anyone else. Worry about yourself.
That's all you're doing. You're only thinking about yourself. You don't care about anyone else. And you call it worry. And in your mind, worry is a false pretense of caring and delight and the truth and all that. When worry is hate, there's no love and worry at all.
But then it goes back to the same. Then I go back to the same question. If he would have gave me a choice, I would have said, heck no. I wouldn't have brought my kids into this world.
Why?
Because this is not a joyful place.
It could be if you wanted it to be.
There's absolutely no way.
It's 100% a way.
I mean, Jesse, honestly, please don't tell yourself that.
Don't tell myself what?
Because you went through it yourself.
But and so you
don't know
believe
this
that
is
it,
not.
You don't believe that it's possible to.
No.
What?
Absolutely not.
No what?
This is not a joyful place, and it never will be.
Really? Even though Christ said that he came that you may have peace right here on earth?
Well, you know, and that goes back to the thing. Why am I committed to life in prison when I didn't bite the apple?
I laugh because I totally know what you mean. Really? But you did bite the apple.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't
did.
Have a choice. If he would have gave me a choice, Jesse, I would not be here.
But
I was forcefully put here, and now I got to watch my loved ones die, suffer from cancer, heart attacks, accidents, and that's just my family members. And then, you know, is my father going to be there?
Because
he wasn't a big, you know, we went to church and everything, but my dad really didn't.
Right.
You know, so now I should be in heaven and then worry about my father, my second creator.
Worry about him not being in heaven?
Yes.
Is he still alive or is he expired?
No, he passed. Like I said, he had a heart attack at 51.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And so you worry that he's not in heaven?
Yeah, you know, it's all that little worries and stuff that makes life not joyful. That, you know, and I feel bad for bringing this up because other people are going to say, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, this is a bad place.
But, so you don't believe you can have perfect peace right here on earth?
No, absolutely not.
But
you never will.
You can, though.
You cannot have peace with death.
With what?
Watching death. You cannot have peace in your heart watching death.
But there is no death.
I understand that point, but...
What do you understand about that point?
Then it goes back to question one. I didn't bite the apple, Jesse.
But what do you understand about there is no death?
Well, in the Bible it says, you know, we go on and we'll be judged and, well... You know, you're either going to go to heaven or hell. And so that's what we have to look forward to over something we didn't have anything to do with. You didn't bite the apple.
I did. And you did, too.
I would like to see the scripture that says that. But,
you bit the apple?
How's that?
When you became...
I was born?
No. When you became angry. at your mother? You bit the
apple. Oh yeah, you bit
the apple, but you were young, and you were subject to Eve because your father did not protect you from Eve. You bit the apple, and once you bit the apple, you left heaven and enter into hell. So you did bite the apple. Thank God.
All right. I won't argue the point. Like I said, I still don't think you can change my mind on why we're here.
Well, I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm just telling you the truth.
I wasn't given a choice personally, so.
But you have a choice to overcome hell while you live. And I would suggest you do.
No, yes. I trust me, Jesse, that's why I feel bad even bringing this up, because some people are going to take this out of content, and I was kind of scared of that, you know, but no, I.
Do you want heaven on earth, if it's possible?
I'm kind of already used to my fate. I mean, I got to do everything three times. You know, I can never get anything right the first time. I mean, but I'm learning, you know, so I take it as a, you know, I try and use everything as a learning experience, you know.
Because so, of time, do you want heaven on earth if it's possible?
Yeah, I'd like any type of heaven.
Do you want heaven on earth if it's possible?
Yes, Jesse.
You sure yes. about that?
I just don't see it happening. I'm sorry.
Do you want it if it's possible?
Yes, I do.
Well, sure you want it?
I pray for it every day, and it still hasn't came. So I don't know what's going on. Either I'm not praying right, I'm not loving right, I'm always doing something wrong. And that's the whole point.
Who are you?
I have no clue.
So why do you say
that's why I'm trying to figure this out. I'm trying to call and ask, you know, why are we being condemned for what someone else did? I mean, we don't, you know, if I commit a murder, they don't come and throw you in jail. But and that's exactly what. And you don't take your most precious.
What?
Here's a quick example. I didn't take my first daughter, the most beautiful thing I've ever made, and drop her in the bad part of Chicago and tell her to survive. You know, that's pretty much what God did to us.
Amazing. Who you say you're being condemned? Who is condemning you?
Just life in general.
Who is condemning
the struggles?
You?
The struggles. There's just no. I mean, not to get political, but I mean, geez, Jesse, we can't even own anything in this country.
Who is condemning you?
Most likely myself, but I didn't put me here, so you know. And I can't blame my mom and father because they're in the same spot that I am.
So you
they
say
didn't bite the
being,
apple. They're because, not responsible.
Because of time, you say you're being condemned. Who is condemning you?
Well, just life in general.
That doesn't make sense. How is life condemning you?
Because I don't want to be here.
Where you want to be?
Not here.
Where do you want to be?
I'd rather be nothing than here.
Well, why don't you be nothing?
I wish I could. I can't. And that's the other thing. You know,
imagine
in the Bible, they throw that little kick in there, too. Oh, don't kill yourself, or you're definitely going straight to hell. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. So now I'm here to suffer. So I guess I just suffer. To me, Jesse, this is my hell. And I know there's other people out there that feel the same way.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not blaming it on God. I'm not blaming it on Jesus. They tried to do what they can, and I don't know.
Long story short, because of time.
Yeah, no problem.
So if it's possible to have perfect peace on earth, you want it?
Yes, I do.
Drop your anger. And let your ego die.
I will definitely try, Jesse.
You must be born again. You and all
I thought I was.
in all honesty, the real you is not suffering. You're not being condemned. The real you have perfect peace, and you have never done anything wrong. You're not guilty. You're not a sinner nor a saint. The real you is free, but you just don't know who that is. You identify with the false you.
Yeah, you're right. But, I mean, it's real quick. It's just one of them things that you kind of, once you're used to it, you just assume that it is what it is.
Well, why do you keep assuming that you are your ego?
Yeah, that I need to work on.
Why do you keep assuming that?
Jesse, if I had the answer, I wouldn't have called you.
Did you go and forgive your mother?
No, I'll never do that stuff. Nothing against you. I'm not into forgiving anyone but God himself. So,
what do you need to forgive God for?
Because he put me here.
Listen.
He's the one responsible. The true maker of all this is the one responsible.
But he is.
We need to forgive him.
But he's taking responsibility by setting you free.
Oh, he didn't set me free.
Yes, he did. You are free. You just don't know it.
Jesse, I wish I could. I think I'm just a little bit smarter than that.
You're too smart to know that you're free?
I'm too smart to know what I'm living and what I read, and that probably most of it is a hoax.
Are you too smart to know that you're free?
Probably.
Are you?
Because if this is what free is, I don't ever want it again.
If what is what free is?
If life is what free is, I don't want it.
But you're not living life yet.
Whatever you want to call this, I don't want it.
Then if you don't want it, drop it.
I can't. Yes, the Bible says you can't.
Yes, you can.
You can't kill yourself or you'll go right to hell.
I'm not talking about killing yourself. I'm talking
about...
Well,
that's the only way I'm going to get rid of this life.
But I wouldn't take that risk. What makes you think that you're going to get rid of it if you die this way?
Yeah, I don't. Who knows? I could come back. I mean, you know, we're all taking a gamble.
You're not coming back.
I hope not. I pray that I don't.
Your name is Caleb? Caleb?
Caleb. Caleb. Yes. Yes.
If you want to
like
be free, man, you can. I understand what you're saying. I understand your confusion. But if you want to be free, you got to see that you're wrong for being angry. Anger is evil. You got to forgive. And once you forgive the truth, God will forgive you and make you free.
I will work on it, Jesse. I promise you that.
And you can have... What?
I love your show, and I'll keep listening, and I'm sure I'll call you back with more questions. I know you're short on time.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you taking my call and my ignorance. So.
You're welcome. Call me again.
Okay, thanks, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Uncle Ruckus says, remember when Mountain Dew, owned by BlackRock, he says, was predicting tragedies like Maui Burst, Baja Blast, Blackout, completely forgot about flavor Liberty Chill. The can's paint job says it all, he says.
Amazing. Thank you.
Not familiar with that one.
Yeah.
Lin Yen Chin, Christ came so we POC, people of color, would stand aside and observe God's grace through the power of silent prayer, and we see white baby engineers building giant robots.
Amazing. Thank you.
I love such and such water. Has anyone ever heard of such and such water, the drinkable bottled water?
No.
Thank you.
Amazing.
For
thank
the
you.
Support.
Yeah.
Pastor Chatelet gifted 5 subscriptions over on the Rumble channel. Thank you, sir.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, 5 coffees. Pleasure doesn't relieve pain. It just helps you forget what's wrong with you. It's a sin to forget what's wrong with you. It's a sin to forget who you are, he says.
Thank you. Amazing.
Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife.
Hey, Judy.
I'd like to acknowledge Frank Sinatra. Regrets, I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do. I saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and much more than this, I did it my way.
I did it my way. Amazing. Thank you.
Very fun.
Thank you for your contribution to White History Month, July's White History. Thank you.
That's right. Thank you, Julie. Depressed Toilet, happy White History, Jesse and crew. White Punch.
Thank you. Happy White History to you.
Cool sunglasses. Lin Yen Chin, Jesse, what's wrong with you? A rapper is not a man, but a mummified mess. Diddy is extra mummified, sexual. No victory for men if convicted or not, he says.
Thank you. Amazing.
Belushi gifted the cookie multiple times. White chocolate chip.
Amazing.
That's over on pill.net.
Why, here's your mind. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet also gifted 111 gold pills. July just feels white. Let's go, Conan. I think
July
I read that one.
July just feels white. Happy white history, Mark.
Crack that whip. Hello, friends. Over Hello. On Pilled.
Hello. How are you? Thank you.
Jesse Jackson's wife's boyfriend, 5 coffees. I disavow. Happy White History Month. Cannot wait for 4th of July. Supper will all the with all the fixings. I'm sure Big Mama Michelle Obama didn't eat up all the ribs. I sure hope she doesn't eat up all the ribs, I mean.
Amazing. Thank you. Happy 4th of July.
Eric, a woman can only stab my pillows or hit me if I allow her to. Men who stay in these situations need to realize it's their fault for being there. If they said your behavior is unacceptable, I won't be tolerated, and she can only obey or the relationship is over. No options.
You better observe the signs. Amazing. Thank you.
Women remain combative when they believe there are other options.
I am out of time. Thank
we'll
you.
Have to read the rest later, guys. Thank you all.
Amazing. The Hate Report is coming up. Thank you all. The Hate Report is coming up now. And then after the hate, the American Anchor Baby. Men's Forum tonight at 7 p.m. Rick out of Virginia. Ahmad, a first-time call out of Florida. Philip out of Georgia on my mind. And the call, other call, I am out of time. Drop your anger by forgiving and be free. I love, what's the name of the Wildermanner lady?
Rachel.
Thank you for the watermelon. And then, Danielle, thank you for the book. It's amazing. I appreciate all the help I've been getting from everyone. Thank you all. Tomorrow is Open Line Friday / Black Friday. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Thank you, JLP, for an excellent Bible Thumper Thursday. The Hake Report is coming up next, guys, but you can go to jesseleepeterson.com/show for all things JLP. Men's Forum tonight, guys. First Thursday of the month. Take care.